Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the food show. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Gary Goldman. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jeffrey. So great to be here. This is the premiere edition, and I am so excited to be here.
I'm pretty excited myself. And, you know, everyone that you've sort of scouted out for the show with my team is sort of food show, a five-star sort of screened. And that's good, and everybody's going to get their own sort of logo that they can take home and put on their business of establishment so people can know that they've been reviewed by us. Our next guest is Ernest Brown from Business Funding Northeast. Welcome, Ernest.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Welcome.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
You want to tell us about your business?
Certainly. I'm in the business of working with companies typically that are trying to get to where they're bankable. And in so doing, I use a lot of creative financing and a lot of alternative assets that people have in order to establish the ability to monetize themselves and grow their business so that they do become bankable.
So. Because a lot of organizations, I guess, or a lot of restaurants especially, they can't go to a traditional bank for a bank loan. They don't have the same type of assets, correct?
That's correct. You know, I think the restaurant business, food industry in itself, is a very challenging area. A lot of people enter it because they're very passionate about food, and then once they're in it, they end up finding out that it's really kind of a cultural type thing to be able to deliver to their clientele, because each person's looking for something a little different. It might be the environment of the restaurant, it might be the culture of the food, it might just be a place that's quiet. You never know. So it's tough.
So Ernie, take us through a typical restaurant who's going to open. They don't have a particularly large amount of assets. How are they going to fund this dream that they've had for years using your company?
Well, typically when a restaurant is starting up, most of them are self-funded until they get a little bit of history. And then once they have some history, then there's some different resources that'll start working, trying to leverage either their equipment or sometimes their personal assets and try to create funding. I think the biggest thing that a restaurateur needs to be able to do is to remain consistent and build their cash flow, build their customer base. A lot of that requires a lot of training and so forth on their part, and they really have to deliver a consistent product. I think right now, I think restaurants are extremely vulnerable because of the internet. Somebody comes into your restaurant and they don't like the way they've been taken care of, they can tell the whole world while they walk into their car, and it's a very vulnerable spot to be in. So a restaurateur has to be very, very careful and make sure that customer is not only happy while they're there, but they're happy when they're leaving, and it's very important for them to do that.
How did you get into this business in the first place? What's your history?
Well, my history, I had a history in the retail business. I had two partners that embezzled, and I nearly lost the house. And what ended up happening is I found out that there was a whole other world out there that was willing to work with people that had difficulties. And once I started seeing that and started to understand it, I became very committed to it because I understood what it was like to be on the short end of that stick.
Right.
So how do you distinguish yourself from your competition? What niche are you trying to carve out?
Well, most of the restaurants that I work with are typically the smaller restaurants that typically don't have any history, but you know, maybe they've won some awards, or maybe they're very well established in the community and they're trying to grow, or maybe they're trying to acquire another company. Example, I'm working with a company right now that I had some difficulty with a landlord, and as a result had some difficulty with the business. Now they're trying to acquire another company, another restaurant, another location, and we're looking to facilitate bringing that together. Some of the ways that we'll go about doing this, and this may sound kind of funky, is we actually have some investors that will come in and act as a third-party partner to these companies and help them out. And of course, in order to do that, that restaurateur has got to have a really good track record, because if you can't show a decent history, whether it's 6 months or 6 years, nobody's going to want to work with you. So,
are there strict regulations that the government imposes, or how does that work in terms of financing?
Well, you know, private financing, I don't want to say it can write its own rules, but it has to be very careful. You know, back 10 years ago, it was fairly easy to leverage a restaurant, possibly tie it back to somebody's house, and do that in the form of a second mortgage. The laws around that after 2008 changed radically. So to do a startup like that, it's not impossible, but it's kind of very risky. So what's happened now is that, you know, you're trying to, again, leverage the equipment. You know, a lot of times people come forward and they say, well, geez, a franchise can get money for to start up, and SBA is very supportive of that. But so one piece of advice I have to a restaurateur is to look at the models that the franchises use. They have a very well-established product. It's very consistent. They have training programs. They have very tight standards as to the appearance of the restaurant and so forth and how it works. And if somebody models themselves around those types of standards, the odds are they're going to have a good chance of probably getting financed a lot faster than somebody that just goes out and does what they feel that they want to believe in.
How do you know that people are being truthful in the documents that they provide? Do you have, like, investigative services? Because I'm sure there must be a lot of issues.
That's a pretty good question. I like that one.
Yeah, that's why we have the saying, in God we trust and the rest bring the documents. it's very, very tough. I mean, what is a big mistake I think restaurateurs make is that where it is a cash business, they may limit how much they report.
Oh, yeah, the old two sets of books. We've heard that scenario before.
Yes. And then what happens is they run at break even, maybe a little bit of a loss, and then they go to the bank and they try to get financing. And, of course, the bank looks at that and they say, we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up becoming a double-edged sword. And what ends up occurring is that if they play the game the way they should play the game and get bank financing, it's going to be a lot less expensive than some of the alternatives that are out there. When someone's looking at financing something, the higher the risk, the higher the rate. And that's the way it's going to be. So if you want low rates and you want a, you know, a good aggressive program with a good banking institution, you want to document everything that you possibly can. You want to show as much profit as you can, because the better you can show that you can support the debt service with a bank, the easier it's going to be to get that money. And a lot of times when I do talk with a restaurateur or someone, I like to go and I like to sit down with a person at the bank and actually talk about where they are, what they've got to do, and where they're trying to get to, and really kind of set up a triangular team effort so that it's everybody's in buying in.
So you're really also a brokering for them. You're sort of like a GC. You're helping them with the bank because they wouldn't do a good job without you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a broker. I'm an educator. I'm a mentor. I mean, a kind of a little bit of everything along the way. I mean, it's I love to see people succeed, so I like to get involved and probably spend more time with some people than I should. But
you've been in the business 20 years now, Ernie. Where do you see it going next year, the year after, and how are you going to grow your business?
Well, I mean, the thing right now is that the restaurant business, as you look around, there's more and more opening. It's becoming even more competitive than it ever was before. Unfortunately, what ends up happening when that happens, if the economy slips or changes, there's going to be a falling out. As far as my business, as far as growth goes, when the economy is good, I have a great business. When the economy is bad, I have a great business. So it is one of these things that, because I'm kind of the grease between the startup and success, and whether they're in the rise or the run or whether they're falling out, somebody's usually going to be there that's going to need me, whether it's good times or bad times, and that's kind of the way that ends up working. But
do you work alone or do you have staff?
I work independently. As I said, I've been at this 20 years. I spent about 9 years representing about 80 lenders that needed somebody to go out and teach their broker base how to put deals together and submit them. So as a result of that, I kind of became a jack of all trades, master of all trades, and I've been able to carry that. And I think I've kept I've kept relationships, I think, with the best of the best as far as the funding and so forth goes. So. Which works out very well.
Checking through your website yesterday, it said something about factoring. What is factoring and finance, and how does that whole thing work?
Well, anybody that's ever done a credit card transaction, that's a factoring event. In other words, the person that has the credit card is given the retailer or the restaurateur permission to sell that transaction to a credit card company. And when that person signs on the slip, they guarantee you to pay the credit card company. And that's really what factoring is. It's really a transaction that's discounted so that the person that's selling the goods can get paid pretty much COD. So it typically relates to industry. Let's say you have a restaurateur that wants to start catering for businesses. Some of the businesses might pay him with a credit card, and that's fine. It's a COD transaction. But some of them, they may need to bill and wait 30, 45, 60 days to get paid. So what I would do is I would look at buying that invoice. So when somebody's working, going out on that commercial side of things, I would buy those invoices so that they can run on a COD basis. And I would take a little discount, which is the same as if they could pay it on a credit card. And that's what factoring is.
Ernest, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
Pretty easy. My phone number is 603-818-4778. My website is businessfundingnortheast.com. And you can also email me at ebrown@finance-manager.com.
Thanks for being on the show today. We hope you back again.
Thank
great
you
story.
Very,
very interesting. We never heard a story like that before. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I've been sitting with Gary Goldman, the host of the 5-Star Food Show on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.